Well, we cross over to India now. Joining us on the line, we have multimedia journalist Asma Rafat, who's based in Delhi. We talk about the arrest of Shah Rukh Khan's son and the continuous detention of him. Asma, assalamu alaikum and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Welcome, Islam. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Our listeners do have some idea that Shah Rukh Khan's son was arrested. It seems to be related to drugs. They've struggled to get bail for him thus far. Can you summarize the story for us? What are the key points?
Yeah, so Bollywood actor Shah Rukh Khan's son, as you all know, Aryan Khan, was arrested by India's Narcotics Control Bureau on October 3. In connection with the seizure of banned drugs. That is like listed in the Bureau's list of banned drugs on a board cruise ship off the Mumbai's coast. The Narcotics Control Bureau has charged Aryan with offenses under various sections of the Narcotics, Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act, a law that is related to the possession, consumption and the purchase of drugs. So according to the Bureau, Aryan was going to have a blast at a rave party on the cruise ship. That is according to his WhatsApp chats with his friends, who was found in the possession of only 6 mg, that is 6 milligram of contraband. So Aryan was initially arrested with only charges of consumption of drugs. But however, later on, the stringent sections like 27A and 29 were also added. So since his arrest, the Bureau has maintained that through nothing was recovered from him personally or through his WhatsApp chats, but his links with drug peddlers is the concern, main concern for the Bureau. And a special court will pass an order on his bail plea tomorrow, that is October 20th.
There seems to be suggestions that the evidence here is very thin and that there isn't justification for him to have been held for so long. What's the response to that by the authorities?
They are actually interrogating his WhatsApp messages. That has been basically talked with his friends or before the party. So that is the base of the evidence they are taking in into action, which is, I think, is very the same thing happened last year also, this actor Riya Chakravarti's case. So they were interrogating her WhatsApp messages, and same we are seeing in his case also, which is baseless, I think. I think they should provide, the Narcotics Control Bureau should provide some substance, evidence in his regard. I mean, we generally, if you talk about me or any of my age group people, so we are talk generally over WhatsApp or calls regarding various things. So, I mean, taking into consideration WhatsApp messages and calls made to his friends or to his to people whom he was going to meet at the party or the ship, whatever. So I think that's a baseless evidence in this case.
So in short, there was no narcotics found on him. There's no evidence that he consumed any narcotics.
He was not in possession, but he has been taking it. So at the party, he was not in possession of the drugs, but he was taking it. So when Narcotics Bureau put a raid on the cruise ship, he was actually consuming it. So that was a charge on him, basic charge.
Why haven't they been able to get bail thus far? We understand that his lawyer has also been changed in the process.
The message here in question is the WhatsApp message that he sent to his friend Arbaaz Merchant that reads, "Let's have a blast." Okay. So which means in millennial lingo, to have a good time. So during Aryan Khan bail plea hearing in the Sessions Court, additional solicitor general, his name is Anil Singh, he is representing NCB, the Bureau, Narcotics Control Bureau. So he argued that Aryan Khan was planning to have a blast on the cruise bash. You know, so they are taking this millennial lingo and putting it into another context. So he said, Anil Singh, the additional solicitor general, he said that This is the basis of the WhatsApp chats recovered from the Aryan Khan, and he's hammering on to this let's have a blast thing in the court. And court is not granting him bail because of various reasons, because of his father's connection, because of they want to dig deeper into the case. So I think that's why he's not getting the bail.
Has the Khan family made any statement?
No, not yet. I think they're going through the worst, darkest hour right now. So I don't think, no. They haven't made any statement.
There seems to be perceptions that this could be politically motivated, either in the sense that his father, Shah Rukh Khan, comes from a Muslim background or carries a Muslim identity, or that the authorities are looking to make an example of a public figure's son and to get maximum mileage out of the whole situation by dragging it out for as long as they can.
True. As far as I understand this case, so far, he was only taking drugs. Okay. And many of the youngsters, like all over the world, they do drugs. Okay, this is not a new thing for him to be doing in a party among his friends. So I think it is because of the Muslim identity. And despite his Muslim identity, Shah Rukh Khan has enjoyed a non-controversial film career. His career has spanned for 30 years, 30 long years. And that was a non-controversial, without any controversy, without any involvement with the actresses also. That is a very minor thing, I think, going by his stature in the industry. But in recent times, however, he has faced anger of the right wing. I can say this, soon after BJP government, the ruling party, came into power, the actor was called anti-national in 2015 for his statement against growing religious intolerance in the country. And after that, he's been silent till now for whatever is happening in the country. So I think it is because of the Muslim identity he's been targeted. His son is being targeted.
What's the sentiment in India? I mean, he's a very popular movie star. If he's being targeted for his background as a Muslim or for having a Muslim identity, because there are many Muslims who would say he's not a practicing Muslim as such. Has this secured him sympathy amongst non-Muslims, amongst the Hindus? What's the media take on it? How are they reporting? Could we say that largely they are sympathetic towards what's happening here?
Look, media in India is biased. They are reporting biased news since like 7-8 years now. And they are reporting biased news in this case also. But the public sentiment, whether it's Hindu, Muslim, whatever, they are in favor of Shah Rukh Khan. I can see that in the Twitter timeline. If you go through Twitter timeline, everybody seems so sympathetic towards the actor, an actor's son. So I think whatever the conspiracy is going on, I think it will come out. And I think there's nothing they will prove in this case. And soon he is like a scapegoat. Aryan Khan is a scapegoat to send across a message throughout India that we can do anything to a superstar's son, to the person, the powerful person in the country, so we can do anything to you.
Yeah.
So it is a very subtle message they are sending out across.
I see that Arundhati Roy has said these days in India you are arrested and jailed for who you are, not for what you have done. Many movie stars have come to the support of the Khan family. That's to be expected. But have there been any politicians that have come out and said this is wrong, what's happening, and that he's being targeted because of his Muslim background and identity?
Yeah, there's this local MLA, Nawab Malik, in Maharashtra. He has been in support of the Shah Rukh Khan's son. And yesterday, Shiv Sena came out in support, and they have asked the Supreme Court to give good evidence in this regard. And if they cannot, they should release his son. In fact, there's one interesting article written by Indian journalist Ajaz Ashraf, titled, "I'm Khan, I'll Be Framed," which is a very interesting article. I was reading it yesterday, which talks about how a surname plays an important role in deciding one's future in this country, especially in this current scenario. So taking the cue from Shah Rukh Khan's movie, I'm Khan and I'm Not a Terrorist, which came in 2010, which was, I forgot the name of the movie. So taking the cue, this Indian journalist has written this article, which is very subtle. And I don't think any other politician came in support apart from these two major. I mean, Shiv Sena came in support and this Nawab Malik, who was a local politician in Maharashtra.
Asma, shukran so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam.
It was Asma Rafat, a journalist based in Delhi, talking to us about how the case of Shah Rukh Khan's son is being perceived as being politically motivated because of the father having a Muslim identity and a Muslim background. And the allegation here is that this growing right-wing sentiment towards Muslims, or anti-Muslim sentiment, may be the fuel behind this.